welcome to another Northwest Herald Football Podcast. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond, and our engineer is John Solly. Our guests today are from McHenry. We have head coach Nat Zunkel and players Augie Andrade, Colton Klein, Kyle Lim, and Gio Purpura, who are the Warriors' captains this season. A little bit about Coach Zunkel. Is in his first season. He has a 67-23 record in 8 seasons as head coach, 65-16 in the last 7 seasons at Mercer County and Aledo, and his Golden Eagles won the Class 2A state championship in 2012. Last year, McHenry was 1-8, including a couple forfeits in during the teacher's strike, and but played one of the toughest schedules in the state, too. So, guys, thanks for joining us, and Coach, tell us a little bit about more about your background and how you wound up in McHenry.
Well, yeah, interesting story, and, you know, I grew up in Elmhurst and went to York High School, and from there I went to Illinois Wesleyan University and played football there for Coach Esch, Roll Titans, and after that, I bounced around kind of coaching here and there. I was at York when Mr. Solly was actually at York, your tech guy here in the room. And that was kind of a blast from the past right there, 13 years ago. I can't believe it's that long ago. And then I've been a head coach for 8 years, and 1 year in Mattoon, 7 years in Aledo at Mercer County High School. And started having conversations in late November with Barry Burmeister here at McHenry High School, and just it kind of fit. It fit for them. It fit for me, and we're just excited to be around. Was hired in January and got a real quality staff together throughout the spring and the early summer months, and then we started hot and heavy in June, and you know we went several days a week in June and 4 days a week in July, and did a lot of lifting, a lot of football, and a lot of learning. So it's been a great experience so far.
Barry Burmeister said that early on in the interview process, he knew you were the guy. What did you show him that made him feel that way?
Well, I have no idea. No, like I have always seen myself as someone who believes that football is one of the integral parts to a young person's life. And that's not to downplay any other sport, because I love a lot of other sports. I've coached a lot of other sports. I have children who play other sports. I just believe that football is one of those great things that you can present a young man with. And, you know, you can win one play, lose the next, win one play, lose the next, draw on the next. And it's just one of those – it's those hard life lessons that you learn when you're growing up. And it just it fit for me to – take a program that has struggled the last few years. I was looking for a challenge, and I was looking to get back home in the area. My wife is from Palatine. I grew up in Elmhurst, and so my family's around here. Her family's around here, so we were looking for a way to get back, and it was just time to really, I don't know, to put your money where your mouth is. You know, I've always considered myself a big school football coach, and I've been in a small school for a lot of years. Not to say anything negative about small schools, but I wanted more opportunity for my own children. I wanted opportunity for my family. And, you know, it is so not my design how this happened. And, you know, I never would have probably applied for the McHenry job had Barry not talked to me. Barry Burmeister had not talked to me in the start of it and really kind of recruited me out of the small town. And, you know, there was a part of me that could stay in that small area for the rest of my life. I mean, Joe, you grew up in part of your life in Aledo, and there's something to be said about small town life. But, you know, the draw to get back, quote unquote, home was so strong for me and my family that it was just time. And, you know, the fit, I hope the fit is right. You know, we haven't played a game yet. We're still undefeated. And so that's fine. But, you know, I think the fit is right. I'm getting positive response from the kids. And, you know, hopefully we get some community involvement and excitement around the football program again.
For the players, I'm just curious, you know, what was your first impression of your coach? And what do you remember about the night you guys met him? I guess maybe we'll start with Kyle on the end here.
Well, the night I met him, he was kind of chill, you know. He tried to present himself in, like, a nice way, you know, trying to get on our good side or something like that. I don't know what he's trying to do, but, you know, ever since then, he's kind of warmed up to us. And, like, at first I thought he was kind of crazy. You know, he's always, every morning he'd be clapping, you know, trying to get us pumped. And I'm like, I've never had this before. Like, what is this? You know, trying to get us excited. And I think one of the cool things about Zunkle is that he loves football as much as we love football. And he wants to put in as much work as we want to put in. So, I mean, he's through the roof with excitement and energy. And that just pushes us to be better, to be honest. I think it helps us all. Helps us all push each other, pushes us during team time, all that stuff, pushes us to get better and everything. So, I mean, yeah.
Gio, do you want to jump in on
Yeah, Kyle kind of hit every point right there. When I first met him, I thought he was really, I don't know, he looks tough. He's a big guy. He's a tough guy. So I knew it was going to be a tough summer. I know it's going to be a tough season, but I'm happy that he's going to be our head coach this year for that tough season.
Colton, what do you think now that you've gotten to know Coach a little better through the summer?
To start off, I actually sat next to Mr. Stevenson at the meeting, and we had a little conversation about Coach, and it was nothing but good things. And throughout this summer, you really get to realize he's not just an exceptional coach, but he's an exceptional person. And the way he handles himself around kids and coaches is just a step above a normal person to an exceptional person. He's a great guy. Great coach. He knows what he's talking about, and I'm excited to have him on the team.
Augie, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Zunk was awesome. I mean, his attitude towards everything is positive. I mean, he believes in what he's doing, which just influences us to work hard, like, every day of practice. I mean, his energy is, like, one thing that we need, and he brings it every day for us. So, I don't know. I'm really excited for what's going to happen, and I'm very happy that he's our coach for this season.
Now, this spring, you guys were in a sort of interesting situation where Coach was in Aledo and you guys were here. What was the communication like? How did that work? I guess, Kyle, if you want to start.
I think for the most part, we had, like, a couple of the other coaches help communicate with us. We got his number at the meeting, so if we needed anything, like early shoulder pads or, like, helmets or anything like that, equipment, we just texted him up. He had, like, Hutch help us out with that kind of stuff, but... the communication, I mean, ever since the meeting, it was just kind of like a 2-week break-ish for him, just, you know, trying to get his stuff, trying to sell his house, that type of stuff, trying to get back into McHenry, or trying to get into McHenry and everything. So, I mean, the communication aspect of it wasn't too hard because all we were doing was just lifting, really. We weren't in practices yet, so nothing was crazy. So, I mean... it wasn't too bad for the communication aspect of it.
This is Coach Zunkle. That was a huge challenge for me as far as logistics was concerned, being 200-plus miles away. You know, it's not like I could pop up and check out the weight room and pop back at home. I mean, that's a 3.5-hour drive one way. And so that was something I really relied on the staff, a lot of the staff members, Coach Owens, Coach Hutch, Coach Wilboys, and a lot of guys really just – to be part of their lives where I couldn't. And so that logistically, that was a nightmare. And, you know, that's why you hire new head football coaches in the winter so you can get the, you know, in college, you just show up and you never leave, right? I mean, it's high school football is a little bit different, but that was a real, real big challenge for me.
And also, Coach, you're talking to guys that you just met. It's guys that you really don't know, too. So I'm sure there was – you know, getting to know process with the coaches and trying to communicate everything you wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you come into a program, whatever program it is, you have to make it yours. And you know, I struggle with wanting to make it mine right now, you know, wanting to do things my way right now. But there's a learning curve not only for the kids, but huge for the coaches too, because I've gone into places where, you know, I want to come in and say, this is how we do it. And you get some feedback that's button heads and says, no, we kind of do it this way. And so I've been fortunate that the boys, especially these guys in front of me, have all grown and shown a lot of leadership and saying, you know what? We want to be different. We want to be successful, especially in football. We want to be successful in that aspect. And you know what? We're gonna buy in. Whether or not it's the right way, I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but we're gonna buy in.
Coach, in those first few weeks and months, how long did it take you to evaluate the guys you have, and how much did your assistants help with that?
Well, you know, June was really a feeling out process. By the end of June, and honestly, the boys know who's the one versus who's the two versus who's the three. And, you know, we try to teach everybody as though, you know, we're teaching our own kids and bringing them all along. And that evaluation process is constant, ongoing. You know, we've gone through 5 days of practice here in August, and we're still not fully evaluated yet. You know, tomorrow will be a big evaluation day for us because we're in pads. And so you find out who's, you know, going to be a real player for us and who would rather not, you know, shy away from contact or something like that. And so I rely on my staff, and we have meetings every single day. We text each other constantly. Most of it's not about football, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just we are the staff. I couldn't be more excited about working with a group of guys who genuinely appreciate each other and want what's best for these young men.
Colton, you're competing at quarterback, and so when did you guys start to actually get to really a chance to learn the offense? Did you know kind of what you're going to be doing through the spring, or was it more when Coach got here and you actually were able to get out on the field with him?
When we first knew what we were going to start running and how we were going to do it was first day of summer camp. And you start out with the base offense, and then from there you take it step by step to get who – let me rephrase that. You want to get the ball to a certain person here and there, and then it really just started to gel together.
Is it quite a bit different than what you guys were doing? Is it like learning something completely new?
Kind of. We're still trying to get the ball to our best athletes and see where that puts us on the field.
Gio, how do you think everyone's done, you know, through the summer here picking up the new system?
It's a work in progress. I mean, we get better and better every single day as we learn new plays, learn new like ways to run old plays, stuff like that. So I think everybody's picking up on it pretty easily so far, but I know there's going to be more stuff that comes on and we have to work on new stuff. So I'm excited for this new offense and everything.
Coach, we're curious as well what your thoughts are on the conference.
Well, it's a loaded question, right? I mean, okay, first of all, the quality in this conference is no doubt. I mean, you're talking about some major players at the state level. You know, conference is one thing, but when you're talking about playing deep into November, you've got some heavy hitters. I mean, you guys all saw the power – well, you wrote the power rankings. I mean, you guys know these power rankings. You know, you're talking about Prairie Grove. You're talking about – I'm sorry, Prairie Ridge, Cary Grove. You're talking about Jacobs. You're talking about the Crystal Lakes. You're talking about Hampshire. You're talking – I mean, this conference I think is loaded. It's probably, and I'm sure I left somebody out, and so that's bulletin board material.
That's okay. You're Huntley. New, Huntley. Yeah.
I mean, you're talking – the biggest school in the conference. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about teams that – if you're not ready to go, you're going to get killed. I literally killed. They'll be carting people off, and that's the thing that – you know, we're trying to push these kids to prepare for that, not only mentally but physically, and just – you know, looking at our schedule, it's a meat grinder, and there are no gimmies. You know, there's nothing, and especially a team that's coming from a 1-8 record. There's no, hey, man, we got this one in the bag right now, and this, you know, no. And that's not how we're going to think. Every game is the most important game in front of us. Doesn't matter who we're playing, weeks 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, hopefully 10, right? I mean, it doesn't matter who we're playing. Every single game is the most important thing for us. And, you know, I'm excited to be part of this conference. I'm excited to be part of a 6-7-8-A conference that is a statewide powerhouse. So,
Augie, what do you think of that? You guys played teams last year. I believe it was, what, 6 playoff teams, and maybe your opponents had like 55 wins. It was crazy, the teams you played last year, and it's not going to get easier. What do you think of the teams you're going to see?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but, I mean – Coach believes in us. I mean, we believe in each other. We push ourselves during practice. I mean, it's just hard work is just going to pay off. So, I don't know. We're just looking, forward to it. I mean, yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah, there's going to be teams with, really great players. But, I mean, we have really great players of our own. So, it's going to be good matchups and hopefully some upsets.
Coach, who are some of the guys you get? Guys on your team are going to be looking for big things from this year, and that can be guys in the room or even some of the guys who aren't here with us today.
Well, these young men in the room have done an exceptional job, not only buying into our program, but really buying into each other. You know, they're friendly. They're not, you know, there's nobody who has put themselves above anyone else. This program has really done a fantastic job of just kind of molding around what it is we want to do this summer. You know, Kyle Lim, when I had the conversation with him early in June, that says, if you don't lose some weight, you're going to put your hand down and that's going to be the end of it. And he lost 10 pounds and that was, you know, and he's done a great job for us. I mean, Gio has, you know, he's banged up a little bit at the end of track season, a little bit in the start of summer, but really has come along. And I would say that's a weapon for us offensively. And, you know, anybody's going to see that on film. It's not like I'm giving away, you know, state secrets here. And, I mean, Colton Klein's done a really great job at quarterback. And, you know, we're still not finished deciding who our quarterback is. And that's good. You know, you want a little bit of competition. And Augie has been, you know, anytime we get pads on, you know, you have to manage where Augie is on the field. Otherwise, he's going to hurt somebody, you know. So, you know, just these four in here, I'm excited about some of these guys who've come out. I'm excited about how some of them have developed throughout the summer. You know, in June, if I was putting together a team, it would have looked completely different than what it is now. And so just seeing the development over the last couple of months has been exceptional.
Kyle, coach mentioned that conversation telling you to lose some weight. I'm curious what that conversation is like on the other end.
So yeah, when he told me that I was going to play line if I wasn't going to lose weight, I was kind of nervous because usually I'm not the type of guy to lose weight, or I don't try to at least. I try and gain weight. And like, I thought I was kind of speedy for my weight. I was like 220, you know, running like a 4.440, you know, big deal. But, you know, I thought I was pretty decently fast, but Coach Zonka roasted me a little bit, and he told me to lose some weight, and I was scared. So, obviously, like, the thing was, I didn't really change the way I was eating. I changed the portions a little bit, you know, just watched how much I ate, because I usually eat a lot. But it helped. I haven't really been repping in at O-line at all, so I'm excited. Linebacker's going well, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Augie, what can we expect to see from your defense this year, and how different is it from what you were doing, and you know, what can we expect to see there?
Well, the rover position, I mean, we didn't have that last year, and this year, like, I don't know, that position is awesome, and that I'm playing that, and like Zunko bringing that in, I mean, he believes in this defense. He's a very like defensive guy, so he's all about it. So during our defensive sessions, he's pushing us. I mean, our defense should be good, holding up teams. I mean, from now, I mean, it's looking good. Like, I don't know, I think it's good. Myself, I mean, coach, we all just got to believe in it and have faith, like work hard towards it. For if everybody does their job, like, we'll be okay, you know. So I don't know, it's very exciting.
Gio, I'm curious also, just sort of looking at the offense, what how do you guys feel that things are progressing right now?
I feel like it's progressing very well. I know a lot of us were really excited to, you know, get out there with a newer offense, and I know I'm excited for it. And I don't know, I feel like, I'm going to say this again, it's progressing very well because all the guys, they're buying into it. Just like Augustine said, they're buying into the defense. We're also buying into the offense, and we believe in it. And once everybody believes in it, we're going to do some big things this year.
And Kyle, I'm curious, you know, defensively, sort of the same question there, you know, how are things gelling for you guys?
I think at first it was kind of difficult because it was like a new defense, some new players here and there, trying to get the right people in the right positions. And at first it was really difficult trying to get everyone to be cohesive, trying to get blitzes down and everything like that. But once we got the hang of it, once we got a couple players that we knew, like, yeah, that's where they're going to go, it started meshing better. We started getting all our defensive calls down, our reads down. And now we're just well-oiled machine. I'm ready.
Coach, you're new, but then everybody else is new to you too, and so they don't know your tendencies, exactly what you're going to want to run and stuff. Is that an advantage for you, or is it a disadvantage?
Well, I hope it's an advantage. You know, I mean, especially week one where there's no film on us. You know, we've got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. Special teams have a new look to them as well, and so I hope that that's an advantage for us. And you know, you drive by, and I said to these guys, if you drive by one of our practices, you'll know pretty much what we're running and how we're doing it pretty quickly. Now, That being said, practices are closed. No, I mean, it's just, we're just, the learning curve is kind of over. You know, we've known each other since June. We're all good. And I mean, it's just everybody moving in a common direction is really important for us.
And we talked about not seeing your players for a while. How was it putting your staff together? And do you have anybody on the staff that you knew before? Did anybody come with you? I mean, I can imagine that was a challenge too, meeting new guys and trying to put a staff together while you were in Aledo.
I did a lot of windshield time this spring, you know, traveling back and forth, and it just, you've got to interview people, you've got to sit down with people and get a feel for whether or not they're serious about it, whether or not they're going to buy into what you're doing. And I when I go into an interview, and you know, if I'm sitting and I'm trying to get that job, I want to impress people, you know. And that's the thing, is I talk to my staff, you know. Now we've hired 10. I think we've got another couple coming on here this week that are volunteer. We've got some new teachers, and just having them all there, you know, I talk about, you know, what impressed me about them. And it was all just kind of like there was a group of men who really were just seeking direction. You know, what can I bring to the program? I don't know. You know, it was discipline, it was direction, and it was, you know, really intensity. You know, Kyle mentioned it earlier. I am in general a pretty intense guy. I'm pretty high strung, and that's okay. You know, not everybody can be laid back like Colton over here, and nothing ever really phases him. Okay. You know, he doesn't get rattled. I get rattled. You know, I'm more of a high energy type of personality in general. And so that has seemed to mesh pretty well with my staff, because not everybody's like that on my staff. Because if you had a staff full of me, that'd be crazy. I mean, you'd be running kids away. So we have a really good mix. But the challenge was great. It's over. I'm very thankful it's over. I finally live in the county. You know, I mean, it's just we're very, very excited. And the privilege is mine.
So what you got John Nemec, right?
Sure.
And John was in Sioux City. Was it Iowa?
Sioux City, yeah. Iowa.
And he was a head coach.
Yes.
But he's not that old of a guy. He's a Crystal Lake South grad, I believe, 2005, 2004.
Yeah.
How did you get him, and what can he bring to? He was a pretty good old lineman when he was around here.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the key factors, I think, in our summer, and really just heading us into the right direction this fall, is getting an offensive coordinator who was from outside the program and coming in. You know, and we wanted somebody with different thoughts, different ideas, a different view of it. You know, I tend to be, you know, I want to come in, I want to run triple option. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to make that sophomore Brady Crawley our quarterback, and he's going to run, and we're going to be great. But he comes in, he says, no, we're going to do it this way. This is what I want to do. What do you think? And we have just meshed so well, and he really relates well to the young people. And we've got some athletes on our team that are going to touch the ball a lot. And that's really what it's about. And can you get the ball in the playmaker's hands? Whatever level, right? I mean, you just, when you get the ball in the playmaker's hands, good things happen on offense.
So did his brother Rob, as the girls basketball coach, did he kind of recruit John? How did that work, that John wound up, or did you talk to him, or how did that work?
Well, I think it was a combination of Mr. Burmeister, of Rob Nemec, who's also our wide receivers coach, and really we've just, you know, I could not have designed it better if I sat down on paper. I mean, we mesh. Our staff meshes from top to bottom, from freshman staff all the way through varsity staff, and it's just, we have really done a great job of coming together, you know, getting used to each other, and, you know, we give each other a hard time. You know, we're friends, and that's unusual to walk into a place and, you know, all of a sudden have all these friends.
Today's Friday. We're 2 weeks away. Does it feel like things are moving fast here?
For me, yes. I don't sleep well in general, but you really don't sleep well in football season. You know, I was up this morning. My alarm goes off at 5, but I haven't had to turn it off in quite some time because I'm up. I'm ready to go. I'm excited to be working with the young people. And, 2 weeks from now, we'll be playing. And that's pretty incredible if you think about it.
Any of you guys want to jump in on that thought?
Yeah, it is moving by pretty fast. I mean, it seems like just yesterday we met Coach Zunkel, and now we're pretty much at the end of the summer right now. So And especially this week. This week has gone by very fast, which is unusual because we've been doing a lot of practicing every single day. And it's just unusual that it would seem like it would go by fast because it is such a long week. But I don't know, it's gonna be fun.
Colton, McHenry had such a great tradition. Yeah, it was 20 consecutive appearances in the playoffs, and that ended a few years ago. I think it was 2008. What would it mean to be that first team to get back in the postseason to you guys?
It would probably mean everything to us, more to the coaches and my teammates more than myself, because I just want to do it for the team. I just don't want to do everything for me. So the players beside me and the players that are at home right now, I really just want to do it for them and the coaches and the families that are supporting us. They support us tremendously through fundraiser, through pasta parties, or just being there for you. It's a good thing to win for them, and that's what I really just want to do.
Augie, can you weigh in on that?
I mean, I don't know. The community's just been looking for, a change from McHenry. I mean, especially the football team, you know. For the past years, everybody talks about, McHenry, but, recently it hasn't been like that. So, doing it for them would be one, I wouldn't want to do it for myself. I would want to do it for my teammates, like Colton said. But also, the community, McHenry, have some pride in that. So,
real quick, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly mystery crate for gamers, geeks, and fans of pop culture, delivering cool and often exclusive items like collectibles, t-shirts, gadgets, and more. This month's theme is from bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics. August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill. That includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course, our monthly tee. And don't forget the pen. There's a $45 value in every crate, and if you go to lootcrate.com/Shaw, that's lootcrate.com/SHAW, and use our promo code Shaw, you'll get $3 off your first crate. So I made it through, guys, and I didn't mess it up again. Doing all right. What else? Is there anything else that we haven't asked you about that you'd like to talk about here?
Well, geez, that's an open-ended question. But, it's been quite a journey, I think. If you sit down and you look at this, and you just look at what's happened in less than a year. I was hired in January, but really I was hired at the end of November, early December, that sort of concept. And, if you take it from there and you take all the mystery out of who's going to be the head coach at McHenry, and then you put me into the mix, and then you put all these assistant coaches in the mix, and then you add the kids into that, and you sprinkle a little bit of luck on top of that. And, I think we've got a good chance to do something special this year and something we haven't done in a while. And, I'm really proud of these kids. Some of them could have said, this guy's full of baloney. There's no way anybody acts like that on every morning at 6:30 a.m. all summer long, And somebody probably has. Somebody probably hasn't come back because of whatever, or because of me. I don't know. Maybe they don't mesh with me. I don't know. Who doesn't like me? But no, that the whole concept that we're trying to bring is that you can do a lot with your life. And this is one aspect of it. We talked about living in the moment yesterday. It's just like, bad stuff happens to you all the time. It's got nothing to do with the bad stuff. It's how you respond to that. We talked about there's one play, it's going to go great. The next play, you may lose and you may do something really stupid and you may do something but so what? You've got the next play and the next play. You've got 60 or 70 plays on offense every game. Same thing on defense every game. Half a dozen, two dozen, three dozen special teams plays every game. And you can make a difference every single moment. And, I'm proud of these kids. I'm excited for next Friday, two Fridays. And, we need to get rolling. Feels like we've been practicing since January. We need to get rolling, get in the season. And, these seniors, we haven't talked a lot about the seniors, but, we've got a good group of seniors here, 25 of them. I don't know when McHenry's had a class that big, but my coaching staff says it's been quite a while. And, you know, these guys have done a lot, and they've put up with a lot. You know, last year going 1-8 and then a strike. I mean, that has to just kill a football team. You know, it's hard to come back from. And, you know, I understand they were in a lot of games last year. Every film is like, well, if you did this, then you're okay. If you did this, then you're okay. And so hopefully we can be pretty okay this year.
All right, guys. Well, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in. Kyle Lim, Gio Papura, Colton Klein, Augie Andrade, and Coach Zunkel. And good luck to you guys with the season.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
Go Warriors. Go.